Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going on. I didn't eat nothing today because of that. So I was just drinking water.
Sorry, my brain is confused.
Because the numbness or because you're not supposed to eat nothing?
Oh, they didn't tell me not to eat. She said I would feel pain after we were off, like sensitivity for like a couple hours after. And I just didn't want to, like, ooh, you know, I don't want to try the new teeth or the new filling.
Where is the cavity? On the top or on the side?
Bottom left.
Bottom. No, I mean, like, what?
Oh, top. Okay,
what part of the tooth?
Top.
On the top, okay. Gotcha. So you'll be sensitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's not like if it went, like, too deep where it was, like, hitting nerves or anything.
Yeah. And people's pain tolerances are, like, hella different, too, so. She might have just gave you that warning saying, yo, you might be in pain because in the event you are in pain, I told you so.
I was expecting to feel something. I didn't feel shit. Because like when I went to Antigua, and I did it before I came up, I had one cavity on my right side filled. And the guy who was doing it, he drilling away now, zap. And I jolt, stop moving. I said, man, you think I wanted to move? You know? And he's working my mouth. And he's like, you feel anything? I was like, I can't even talk, doc. You have your hands in my mouth. I can't. Well, we understand from that. I'm jolting. I'm jolting because I feel a little tinge. The man, like, I think he went in like two times with the syringe to add more stuff to it. And then after a while, he just wear off and I start feeling it again. He just said, I breathe off. I'm like, don't give me attitude.
Yeah, like, nigga, what the fuck? Like, no, that's really cause for swearing. Like, bro, why are you, like, realistically, why is he frustrated at the situation or is he actually upset with him?
I couldn't tell you. That's what I want to know.
Is it me or is it?
Yeah, like, did you not stock up on stuff and you're like, fuck, I have a couple more clients today. I want to waste all this thing on his mouth. Like, what was the situation? I don't know. It has nothing to do with me. I'm on the man, I don't know, tools. So that was pissing me off when I did that. And I was trying my best to keep my mouth open and not move. I was trying to tolerate the pain. And I had that same mindset coming into the one I did today. And I just laid in. She's like, you okay? I was like, yeah, not good. And she's like, you feel any pain? I was like, if I did, I probably wouldn't say. And yeah. I was just dear dog. And I'm just waiting to feel a little stuff. The whole time I'm tensing up my hand, just waiting to feel something. I felt nothing. I was like, wow, it's first one, eh?
I'm like, low-key scared of the whole amnesia, like the whole numbing thing. Well, numbing, I'm not scared of because I'm still able to like communicate, right? Like in the event of a surgery and that man, they have to put me under. Because I have never been under before.
You might have come back.
Bro, no, not even. I feel like, honestly, in my head, bro, and it's weird, but dying isn't the worst, bro. Like there's worse things than dying.
Like for coming example, back and being paralyzed?
No. Them doctors put you under
mm-hmm.
so they can chef you up. Just for you to just not be under enough. You're on enough to not be able to move and indicate nothing to anybody, alert anybody. But you're not on enough to not feel what the fuck is happening.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is a torture.
And do you want to know something?
Go ahead.
You probably want to know, but you're going to find out. Because I'm about to tell you that I know somebody who that happened to personally.
They recovered or they still under that?
Oh, no. What happened? So basically, they put you to sleep, right? Uh-huh. He went to sleep, but he didn't go to sleep. It's like his body kind of shut down in certain aspects. Like, yeah. And he appeared to be under, but he was still aware. He was still hearing everything.
And feeling everything. And just couldn't. So,
feeling everything. And it gets worse.
Ooh.
Fucking surgery, bro.
You have to wake up and then kill everybody.
You know what I'm saying? As a man, bro, guess the surgery.
Spine. Oh, okay. Ooh. Rectile?
It was a vasectomy.
Vasectomy. Sorry, I don't know why I went to the rectum.
Okay. I was like, yeah, vasectomy, bro.
when they do vasectomy, they go straight to the balls or they like find a, I don't know. Okay, like because I remember a time I was watching some kind of doctor show and they're like, we have to go in rectally to do the surgery. I was like, there's no way y'all put tools in his asshole and work from that back there. I don't want to believe that's ever like if you need
work, you know what?
If you need to get rid of my body, like take out the cheeks of them to get the workroom, please do it.
Why do we have to go over the hill when there's a fucking tunnel?
Like, just clear down the whole hill. I don't need that batty.
It's like, cover everything. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know. I'm not anxious, right? But I am aware how life works, right? And I feel like I haven't gotten my share yet. And I feel like it's coming. Like, I'm going to get my share for real, dog. Because I've never had to go to the hospital to do nothing. The worst thing I can say happened to me, like, physically, is this one time when I was little as a kid, I stepped on a toothpick.
Oh, yeah, you told that story. On the step?
Yeah, on the fucking step, bro. And I'm like, yeah, that's the worst that's ever happened to everyone, bro. I have no other health issues. I have nothing that you check, you know, ever. So I'm like, yo, I know regular people who didn't do nothing and have issues that they just have to, you know, should be happening. Like, you just in the hospital for 3 days.
You check,
and that is like something that just happens. You check, and I'm like, bro,
it's tough because the only thing that really ever happened to me that got me panicking is when that girl put the rat tail coat in my ear and he almost burst my eardrum where it was bleeding and stuff. But like, I feel like a lot of times, like, I see too much injuries happening around me because, like, I remember a time we went to a camp in Nevis or Tatola, and we were playing around and Tariki was chasing me because I think I must have messed up his bed when it was almost time for, like, the person to come and inspect the rooms for camp. And he chased me out and I had a piece of steel in my hand, like a wire. And because the man long and fast, I needed everything to work with me. So I just dropped that piece of wire out of my hand so I could get my hands empty to, like, really sprint down the corridor. This man turn out the room, right, drift, slide, chin connected with the wire that was pointing upwards, stabbing right through the chin in the mouth, and he just started gushing. And I look back and everybody was like, Timon, I was like, how is that even my fault? First off, y'all even have no idea, like, they don't know the connection I have with the wire. All they know is he was chasing me, he fell, and it's my fault. You see? So I'm there just like, oh shit. And he not even chasing me, no. He gets up, just running out his chin. Wow. I have a lot of chin stories because Kiel fell out, his chin was bleeding. Yeah.
Like, you're a common factor here.
Yeah, boy. If you don't care about your chin health, please. But yeah. And then he had to go get stitches, and now you have like a batty chin. So that's cool.
Forever.
Oh, yeah, forever. Yeah. If it's him, no. Well, I guess you don't have a choice. You just get accustomed to it after a while.
Well, I have a chin story. Boy, didn't that boy, like, yeah, didn't that nigga, like, fall off the stairs in grade 4 and land on his chin or something?
Who?
Jamal, boy.
You know, Jamal did get a cut where his beard was growing from.
Yeah, he have a scar on the day. I'm pretty sure when grade 4, he must have slide down. He wanted a reason I may have to get rules in the school. Check. Because Jamal... So nobody in the school ever had a problem with us sliding down the rails or the stairs. You check? They do that up and down any time of day. Jamal go down one day and must have, I don't know if he pants grip or maybe foot hold or what, something, dog. But the man get pitched on his chin and he bust. And I remember everybody that saw it was just going wild about it. And then everybody who didn't see it got a glimpse because they could just go and see all the blood on the freaking ground, on the concrete. And I was like, wow, this shit really did happen. And I'm like,
well,
it's right. I'm like, yo, like, why? It's like, I remember them times, I never was like, Jamal, he is always.
Yeah, I remember, yeah, I didn't like him at all. I was like, what is kid they are?
No, Jamal was a bitch, bro. I'm telling him that any day, bro. Jamal used to be a bitch.
I never used to like the guy who he's hanging with. I think it was Zakim.
Zakim, you know, me see the other day, bro.
He still look big, and
he don't sound like he from here no more.
Nah, he moved away after he left Adventist.
I promise you, I haven't seen him since, like, in person since he left Adventist school.
Yeah, somewhere in high school, he came back for vacation, and all the girls just like, wah, wah. I was like, shut up.
Okay.
Nah, but I thought he would have just been like a regular dude. That boy came back buffer. I was like, yo.
Nah, he good big man. He's He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
Shit, yeah. All the time somebody fought and I got hurt. It was Whistle Steel. And we saw, I was like playing as kids around the yard. And Uncle Bob had this big hole in his yard, and right next to it is like some wood. And I guess it's when he came off the house when they were doing construction. So it's incomplete. So they just pile all the wood right across there. And just over time, just been there. Right? So we know that. I know that pile of wood since I was born, basically. So I was over there playing. Cats and so go over there and have kittens. And go over there and play with them and find them and pull them off from under the piles of nail-like wood. Right? And because I know it, because of how I was playing in it, I know where I need to jump, where I need to run. You know what I mean? Where all the nails are. So I'm not even losing no sleep. That's the back of my hand. So we playing, this is catching man, right? So I know Gavin fast, but Gavin not as agile as me, right? So I just know once I get like in a bushy area or like the terrain change up, I can try to get to it just to get some distance. But if we're on like a flat or plain, you're gonna catch up, right? So that's my plan, to jump around. So I run down, right? And yo, dog, for no reason, you're just doing a whole bunch of acrobatics. Because like you could easily just run across the side of the hole, but I decided I'm gonna jump across the angle. You know, just to shave off, I don't know, 2 footsteps. Right? And I jump in and I get to these wood, right? And I'm running now. And Gavin just like right behind me, like, yo, yo, yo. And I was like, yeah, catch me. And then I jump off, right? Boom. Dig it through some bushes. Passing some bushes. Cause I know my uncle had like a garden that like wild time would just grow up wild. And so I know the cassie between here is just wild time run. So all I have to do is just keep running, I just making a path, and I'll find my way out some on the other end and I can get away, right? Gavin coming after me and he jumped, not even knowing what below him. And he stepped on a rusty nail. So I hear him land and then instantly fall. So I stop and look back to see, oh shit, he fall out. I see this man pull his foot off the rusty nail, get up and start run me. I said, hey, hold on, pause. What? Right? Yeah. Cause in my head, my auntie told me about tetanus, right? This is the first thing I'm like, yo, we have to get that fixed. He's like, nah. Right. And then after he stopped, like we stopped running and I went to go like talk to him about it. Right. He older than me too. So I, you know, whatever. I said, like, I think he needs to go get that checked out. He's like, nah, I can't tell nobody because I wasn't supposed to be off your plane.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Decisions,
dog.
yo, I don't mind already decide. Yeah, we just go dead now.
Yeah, just life. Might as well enjoy it. You know what I mean? So yeah, so his foot bleeding, right? Because he was wearing no shoes, I was wearing no shoes, right? And his foot bleeding. And now we had to walk. So Auntie Betts heard when he fall and look outside and then saw us limping up the little incline. So she said, what happened? I said, you just step on something. And she's like, what you step on? Right? And then she come outside. She come outside and see the hole to his foot. And she come bring some peroxide and kind of clean it off. And he washed off at the tank. And then she wrap it up and then he just limp home. And she got him for like days. That boy went home and sleep it off. They tell his mommy, shit. All he did was just clean it up. And this is me. I don't think you're a doctor. You're going to die. Because they're always talking about like tetanus, get into the bloodstream, some about rust, poisoning, die. And in my head, I'm just like...
Personally, just get your shots and so they just give you... Like, I think the tetanus shot is part of the package.
Bro, tetanus so potent, right? That bitch killed trees. If you put rusty nails in any kind of fruit tree, that tree said, I am dying. Let me produce all my best fruits. Yeah, so it's crazy. Even trees understand how deadly tetanus is, but this kid was just like, nah. Sleep.
I wasn't supposed to be over here, and you know.
Yeah.
The worst of death over this one.
I don't know who I was telling people like, country people are different. Like, we just raise different, we operate different, we think different. It's like, it's not even the same. But I can't, it's not even us you can brag about because, like, your parents will deny it. So,
yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like, after that, you will get comfortable.
Yo, what nonsense you tell people? But it's the truth. Shut your mouth. business. Nobody needs to know what happened behind closed doors. That is what criminals say.
Bro, I promise you, dog. Everybody, we're all the same. We just partake in different things.
That's what it is.
It's just the generation that you can't tell shit.
Bro, it's so funny. I sent somebody a video today, and this guy in the video was like, yeah, I don't understand why people keep saying blah, blah, thank you when they stand up and stuff, right? And I was like, yeah, because back in the day, no, he was saying, he don't understand why old people just be doing stuff and they say thank you for no reason, right? And this man was just like, you know, back in the day, they had this thing called manners that everybody's parents used to teach them. And I was like, what do you mean? He's just like, you know, when I give you something, you say thank you. He's like, oh shit, I didn't even say thank you when he gave me this water. And I was like, it's just simple things, boy. And I really wonder, they still teaching people manners?
I don't know. It's
iffy, right?
It's, I don't want to say they're not teaching them manners.
You think they leave it to society, like just do what society do and you'll get along?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically they're just teaching them whatever they're doing. They're not really trying to teach, they're just living with the kid because the kids are just another thing added into their lives.
Oh, and the kid will just absorb whatever they see. And if they have enough manners, it'll translate.
So it's still your check. And if I'm a person who care about manners, I act it all, you know, whatever. When I realize you're not doing it, it's my child. It's a problem. You know what I'm supposed to do? We'll make sure you know. Because every time you do something that shows me you don't know, that irks me, you check? So like a natural type thing. So maybe people are not actively out here teaching their children manners. They're just printing over, like, you know. Because babies are blank, right?
My baby.
Hmm?
My baby gonna come out to Savant. Check, I'm gonna have him listening to like Kanye West music and Beethoven. When that boy come out, I'm gonna put keys by her, my wife's vagina. So the first thing he touches keys, bing bing.
This is a voice say, incline.
Check, I look like, sir, please move. I'll be like, no, you don't understand. This is necessary.
Check, the man just starts off and say, you know, I was playing the keys, what shall I do?
Fresh out, check.
And that valid statement, the man can stand on that, you check.
Everybody's like, oh, are you just talking shit? I'm like, roll the clip.
Roll the clip, yeah, yeah, yeah. We in that period of time where everything
comes out. Yeah.
It's like, you're getting caught in 4K and everybody and their mama gonna see that shit.
Check. See, your mom was out here wasting time on OnlyFans. My dad was out here genius with it. He got the right set of coochies on the camera because that coochie bread's a genius.
Yo, kids, having kids is real life selfish, bro.
I listen.
You think about it. Think about most of circumstances of which kids are brought
into. Born.
Hmm.
The circumstances of which kids are born.
Typically, yeah, like the circumstances that typically cause for kids to be born, right? In general, it's something as simple as fuck. You get me?
Yeah.
So you can decide to fuck, and the result of you choosing to fuck is going to breed another person, another spirit, another body, another person that has to now learn from scratch. And you're responsible for them. Like, a whole responsibility. Like, everything that a person is, you check? Is what can result from fucking, bro. You as a person know what you go through in life every day. Something as fucking can contribute to our next dot. You check? But we're going to fuck at the end of the day regardless, right? And we're going to be risky. Because fuck it, right? And then we're going to just breed that. And then that person never asks to be there. You can subject this kid to the world of fucking pain and suffering and it be none of this kid's fault. You could be a piece of shit person and all the fucking consequences you were supposed to face now on your kid. You check? So that's what I mean. Like, it's like, yeah.
I see it because, like, I've heard a ton of people saying, like, yeah, they thought the birth control was working and it didn't. A whole bunch of mix up in the sex. Somebody made a mistake and just didn't double check, which is wild. And then sometimes like technical difficulties, like judgment from family and society that just bully them into like tell them have the kid. I'm like, there's no way nobody can bully me to have a kid.
Yeah. It's my decision because this is also my life. Like,
look,
where am I in my life that I can say yes, I can responsibly bring another person and have them subjected to the same trials and tribulations? They're gonna go along, they're gonna go along that shit with you.
Listen,
you bring life to the person so they can, you know, hike through the shit with you.
Anybody who wants to say it, they gonna sign this petition type contract. You didn't want me to get rid of this child. You're also responsible for this child with me.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all like it is. All of this is very important.
If you think I should have this life because this life could be something great in the future, help that greatness grow. If not, shut up. Don't judge me.
Yeah, it's like it takes two. Yeah, we got here together.
Check. If my community only gonna judge me from a distance, like, fuck y'all.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, yo, if let's say an accident happened, right? Obviously, you did realize that an accident happened. Why do you just continue every day knowing that accident happened and you just wait to see what the fuck happened? When there's fucking an option to go fucking get the plan B or some shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it happened, but I didn't think she would get pregnant. Bitch, do you know how this shit works? Because there's a formula and you basically put all the ingredients together and stir the pot. And now you're just like, oh, wow, I didn't realize that this was going to be the outcome and that this is, this is typically what brings that outcome.
I understand there's so much that can go into it because, like, imagine the perfect situation happened and you did everything right and you still got this baby, right? Can't blame you. I literally saw you try to summon the devil to take it out of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? But if you have a second one, I can't even hear nothing you have to say. Life tough. I don't hear it.
Yeah.
I can't believe this and that. Fool me once. That's all. When it comes to kids, you don't fool me twice. Fool me once.
Fool me once, for real, bro. Because it's like, and not to say that kids aren't blessings and, you know, what
they're definitely not saying that.
I'm just saying, we don't treat it like the responsibility it really is, I find. Because every and anybody having kids. Bro, if you as a person know your head no good, you think having a child is a good idea?
Well, the child might heal you, you know? You know, like how the guys be saying, like, you get a child and it motivates you to, like, be rich. Maybe you're a bum and then that child motivates you. Like, I don't want that child to be like me.
That's selfish, bro.
Hey, everybody's selfish. Look how I'm not going to bring God into this. I was going to say, look how you just said that his son for dead. but that's not funny.
Personally, there's a way I could handle this. Unless you have that one.
Yeah, maybe it's one of them things where people just they want to be forced to do something, and a child would definitely force them. They have no other choice. It's either man up or abandon. Yeah, man, it's a ton of choice, boy.
And then now that child growing up with the abandonment issues, the people responsible for me didn't want me. Like, what tell a person that looks at their situation like that? It's like, because that is facts. Unfortunately, your parents. But you have to understand it wasn't because of anything you did or could have done.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could tell you that, and you can tell me, yes, it makes sense, but it's, at the end of the day, whatever it is your mind stuck on, that's where you could be, and that's nobody's fault. And the reason that all this traumatic, heavy-hearted shit that you're really, really, the more you think on that shit, you yourself might start getting depressed. It's just because we was fucking, bro.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. Nah, you're not going to have to me.
We was fucking, bro.
Pick your depression out from me. You see, because for me, it's a... All I see it as is a win-win setback. That's all I see it as. Like, no matter where you put it, I'm going to have it. Yay. I'm not going to have it. Yay. You have it. All right. All my plans get pushed back. That's what I see. Like, you know, people, like family and friends, just like, we're not going to have a kid. I'm like, look, I know you're smart. You have the answer already. I'm not having it because I don't have shit.
I look at people and they tell people that. I'm like, bro, why do you think that would be a good idea when...
Yeah,
You know that.
you're not even pocket watching me good if you think I should have a child. It's like, but you're getting older and poor. How that even help? You want my child to come out a criminal? My dad can't afford to get us like Pampers and food. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna rob the kids in the preschool. I don't want my kids to learn how to steal in preschool. Maybe high school, but not preschool.
The earlier you learn, the smarter you can be with it.
True, true, true. I don't want it to be street smart.
You don't want your kid to be street smart?
If you don't have
That's
to.
crazy. That's
If you don't have
crazy.
to. No, I hear what y'all saying. I hear what y'all saying. But I'm starting on business with this.
I feel like you just bullshitted that answer, and now you're really gonna stand on
Oh,
business.
yeah, at best I am. Okay, let me explain why I said what I said initially before you put the. Go ahead.
Better or smarter than Timon, and then he got too much competition and he didn't lose to the kid. Yeah.
Honestly, I would lose to my kid if they have to deal with me and adapt to me.
Until that kid just fucking ignorant can't done and refuse.
You see, and that's the problem that you have.
Some people, because I know you're gonna enforce what you want in the kids, but yo, there's a possibility that one of your kids is just going to be built to want none of that shit. You
Bro.
check and you go what? You go broke for your heart for actually come to that realization, because I know how you already think of kids, you know, like, yeah, they're programmable, but whatever, whatever. But at some point, that kid that built to not want shit to do with anything you got going on is gonna be like, hey, it's been fun, but fuck all that. You check? And you're gonna have to understand that that's just how life works too. You check?
Oh,
Why this
definitely.
sound? Why
Can't
this
push them.
sound like? Why this sound like it's something you just experienced?
No, 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 no,
Hey, I got a big head, you saw me run down Fisher's Creek now.
Yo, boy, not I, sir. Not I, sir. I don't jinx me.
Man.
That's a conversation for another.
I already know that kids are programmable, right? And I don't believe my kids gonna deviate too far from me, because I plan to make my kids fight for what they want, kind of. You know what I mean?
I get it.
Like the moment my kid kind of get old enough, I'm gonna put a little boxing glove on him. I'm gonna say, "Hey yo, hit me a couple times, and you get that. But if you don't hit me, you ain't getting it."
Yeah, when he become a teenager, his teenage muscles start adapting to young adult muscles.
Problem no, because
Check.
his
His
whole
man now for settle dispute in the house with fists. I don't want you to go out tonight, son. Your mother had a dream. Well, my fist had a dream.
believe he'll be fine.
Don't know. Like, yeah, I get it, you know. But I feel like I want my kids to be like more debative. Like, listen, think about it, and then just have a debate with me. Convince me. The thing is, you can get to do anything once you can convince me. And I'm not that hard to convince. You just have to entertain me enough. Yeah.
I feel you. And for me, bro, my kids, as far as I see it, bro, having kids is like putting a quarter in a fucking vending machine. Like, you know those those gumball type machines that you just spin a thing and a
Guess a
bunch.
color.
So, yeah, and a random one just come out, and then when you get that, that's just what you get. You
Your
check?
boy can't put it back.
Yeah.
I hate the fucking purple one, dog.
You check that dog to you know. You check? That's
How come I don't know what vending machine y'all talking about?
you know, at airports, before they switched it around, they used to have like the gumball machine right there.
I don't remember airport now.
One by the door.
The for departure.
Departure, yeah. Wow,
Let me
that's
tell
insane.
you this, right?
Wow, I didn't know, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Come tell you this. So, like, I used to travel a lot with Phyllis, because Phyllis wants like a somebody to
Company.
hold back on them. But she never really stopped for those type of small things. No, I never really stopped. Because remember me grew up with money in the dog. So small things like that, I either never notice it because I could have never touch it.
Honest.
Or
Yeah, he wasn't raised to like to look
Once
like.
I know we go to airport, I'm going into coaches. I'm going downstairs in the laundry room looking for coins because I'm putting my 25 cents to get two chewing gum.
Can't remember, boy.
You're going that buckle in the bathroom.
Get that loose change. You know that bitches add up, dog.
Yeah, boss? Yeah, I know.
But yeah,
But
when.
boss, you remember like when I was in like Fort Farm and so there was a period in time I was buying food. Yeah, fair enough. Mommy and daddy, I'm back. for the closet. And they just there forever. I mean, say, boy, that is for me.
People, your parents swear, Jah.
I didn't business that. Anyway.
Every time they go, every motherfucking ass, just honey, all right.
Oh, what a joke. It's every morning, no. When we walk outside to the vehicle, the task is hold your pockets till you get to school. Then I jingle too
See
much.
See that jingle?
Because I sometimes get like a pat on your jingle. Out here, mommy. I will go out. It's actually here that in a question, you know, if I'm like, hey, just relax. So. And I'm going to go to school. I'm going to buy food. And here when my parents make breakfast and they make lunch for us to go to school. You check? It's always a sandwich. I'll bread and something. You check? But they provide one meal and give me that. If I'm going to go to school, I'm going to have food to eat. You check? And for my rascal, out here, thief the money out of the buckle. I'll
go buy bread. I don't forgive you bread.
If one thing I remember, we can't forget a tip on chicken sandwiches on them that he does bring for lunch now.
Yep. Damn,
they don't always ban good. And they playing them. Swear to God, it would just be bread, ketchup, and chicken.
And ketchup, but...
No, it would just come in. Like, I mean, they marinate the whole time. Like, you didn't wait for you for lunch, you check? Yo, bro, that's a good old days, bro.
Nah, but you ever see when old people say, your child gonna turn out twice as worse as you? I feel like the reason they say so now is because you can't hide your antics from your child forever because they gonna piss you off. And you gonna definitely push the traits in them that everybody think are problematic to them.
You're gonna be yourself.
And they gonna give it back to you, and you gonna double down, they gonna triple up.
Like you just throwing it to each other, your child.
Mm-hmm. And because you're an adult, and you already know, like, all right, I can't do this with my kid. This kid, the ignorant kid growing up, and he like, nah, I'm a master these skills. You know?
I just know that, like, it's fully possible for your kid to just choose the opposite of everything you want, because I have a cousin that exists as that. So, but a personal, like, daily situations type level, it's like, and I'm just like, bro, it's just like, they say left, you going to say right.
You check. What he want to do.
They say move, yeah, nah, move. You check. And, yo, it's like, and it's out of anger too, no. It's like a pettiness. And, bro, it's wild. It's just wild, bro. That's why I know. I always tell people, I don't just wake up and have, like, a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened, and I have to see shit. You check. And then learn from it. And whatever my mindset is what I've learned based off of what I've experienced.
Okay. I used to be petty like that.
Yeah, Jack. Jack, that's how I see it.
So who did say that just joined?
Oh, that's sexual.
Ah, it makes sense now. It makes sense. The name makes so much sense.
What happened?
Somebody just joined them. You're sneaky, like. So... So when they try to figure out who it be, but it makes sense. That's the chocolate.
Which I want.
Bling. Khaled.
Khaled, it's been a minute.
What about?
To the man bless.
Yep, man. Me good that always.
Every time. You sound good.
Yeah, so tonight, I wanted to have a music episode. In October, I came home from work a Friday, and I was like, I'm in the mood to the music. So I told Khaled and Justin about it. And then I did like three songs that same. So Friday came home. And then I had like it was four, but the first one I did, it was too good. So I said, fuck it. And then I did three more. And I had to sit down with it for like a week. Turns out that week turned into a month. And then just when I was getting ready to do it for an episode, I heard Jack Harlow's instrumental. And I really liked it. So I did it as an intro, but it's sucky. But it's just to let y'all keep your expectations low, to be honest.
I don't know why you always do this shit and just not play the fucking music.
Yeah. So I'm gonna play it. Let me play out the whole song, and then I'll give y'all feedback and review, and then give it a rate, and then we'll talk about it, and then move on to the next. It's supposed to be five songs, intro and outro included. And if you all care about the bonus, there's three bonus.
Okay.
Okay.
Yo, I just like to apologize for being late. I fell asleep.
Okay. I didn't give nobody no reminders. I just gave them the one time. Heads up.
Yeah, I fell asleep. But then again, I need to stop going out at night. Because I just let these niggas convince me that we. I didn't let them convince me, bro. I was in my bed. No. I was in my bed. I was comfortable. All I hear, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, who the fuck knocking on my door like that? That shit sound like police, bro. So I hide under the covers. But then they knock on the door again. I open the door. Everybody fully dressed. Got on cologne and shit. And they say, hey, yo, let's go outside. I look at the temperature. I'm like, damn, it's cold. But it's not as cold as it usually is. You know what I mean? It was around like 50-something degrees. It'd been 30 for a while. So, and I've been dreading going outside. It was like 52 or something. That's not bad. They're like, bro, that's Tokyo. I'm not going fucking Tokyo, bro. Why y'all come? It was only 7 o'clock. Yeah. But if we're going to Tokyo, we should have left like 5 o'clock or something because it's a 2-hour ride on the train. You know what I mean? But anyways, after a bunch of arguing, then two dudes left, came back with Nerf guns and started threatening my life with Nerf guns. I was like, you know what? I'll go Tokyo.
It is the commitment for me, dog, because like our old is already like, nah, 30 minutes old, you could convince me. Our old.
Oh, that's how far it is?
No, it was two hours away.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Oh, wait, what time is this?
7 o'clock.
How did you hear that? What was that?
7 o'clock.
7 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
7 p.m. is when you starting to get ready?
Mm-hmm.
No.
To leave.
That's when they came into my room and they started forcing me to go.
Yeah. Oh, damn, that's why. So you're leaving there what time? Like 8?
We left at 7:48, sometime like that.
Okay. Damn, okay.
It didn't take that much in.
I'm gonna go at midnight just to say, hey girls, we all want to go home.
Now, by the time we actually got off the train and we realized it wasn't that the smartest idea, it was looking for the train to stop running until 5 o'clock in the morning. So yeah, I just ended up staying out. It wasn't bad though. It wasn't bad.
When was that?
A couple hours ago.
Oh, this thing. What time is it now?
It's 11:41.
11. Is it 13 hours?
I think so, but I don't know if daylight savings is still a thing. So,
I'm honest with that, man. You didn't even save nothing. But yes.
You ever get no extra
nothing? Nothing.
I remember one time I got the extra hour at work because I saw the time change.
Yo, when the man told me this, right, I almost died. This one said, you get ready to leave now. And then the boy look at the time and the time go back. He's like, wait, what? It tells me his shift didn't finish. I got extra hour shift. That's crazy. So yeah, I told a friend about my podcast, right? And I'm upset that I told about it. Cause I don't wanted to hear me sing.
I thought it was because you said some grimy shit in the past.
Oh, you should see the episode that's dropping next week. That's where me, you and Naz, and Evran and Khalid, we're talking about Khalid fucking for 2 hours and how much we consider a round and how Nazio was fucking for about 14 rounds. And you're going off on a tangent. I'm just like, in that same episode, I was like, yeah, I bust a nut. I was in the first round, and y'all were like, go eat your vegetables, nigga. And I'm like, I'm trying.
Tim will probably get you an episode where he said something that he did to her. Because, nigga, we say some outrageous shit.
Outrageous shit.
This man said he was eating some coochie, right? And he felt so proud of it, he had to take a picture of the moment.
No, it wasn't even that. I had to send it to somebody else to let them know that they fucking road.
Bro, I've done some reckless things, but I never once sent a girl a video of me doing another girl. Like, they be knowing what I do, and they knowing that they're not the only person, but I just can't do that, bro. That is outrageous. That's fucking insane.
Yeah, I feel like, that space is, like, for me and the boys. Boy. One time, me there do them and me pan a video call and the camera get turned from me, but me the job.
See you sometimes.
The boys say, oh, well. When I go to unsee me.
Exactly. The worst that can happen, no, she just fuck up herself. Because now the girl, they're like, So your friend is nice. When we go meet him.
Well, right now, boy, me try compete. I'm bad news, boy.
That's why your name is Sneaky Link.
Don't drive safe, see, sir.
Yeah, man, me drive safe, man.
What's
there?
Mm.
So I say, yes, sir. Them down up there, Colin.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Them down up there.
What you said, boy?
Yasha Limdon,
Pete, you not?
Just a boy, I'm cool.
Tell them boy, humble.
Yeah, boy, that minute like that, come here, ask him. Or what question? Just for an idea, the statistics.
Yeah, me fling some seed, but when I shell out, not on a peanut.
Okay.
Me fling some seed. Can't tell you that.
Yeah, you take your time in the bag, man. Yeah.
Just for all those new listeners, I'm a virgin. Keep that in mind.
Like the peanut for fucking shallow over here, right? But you know, it's so fucking hard for go twice. Cause when I say them motherfuckers, you can't work, boss. Like them, what? they work maybe about fucking 4 weeks in a row before they get a day off the bus.
Oh, the fuck is that,
boss?
Oh, so like, the food just busy. Nah, that's it. No, actually, yeah, he's just busy.
So yeah, have a fuck the 90 meter.
Pretty much. And yeah. if you want to run a second time, like she got to try to get day off, and then day off, that's awkward. No fuck. Like who gets on day off on a Tuesday?
Check. She get 2 hour day off.
You know what I mean? Like you get your day off on Tuesday. I'm on base. Then I have to fucking hop off base. Travel an hour and a half or something by train, band that up, and then get back for go work and fetch your morning.
Yeah, that's not work. I wouldn't do that.
Girlfriend, it's like, yeah, it's been fun, but it's a one and done. You check?
Pretty much.
But then that just makes you a whore, but it's not your fault. But you can't be blamed. Like, what the fuck is it?
Your circumstances make you a whore.
Yeah, literally.
Choose this life. The life chose you.
Yeah.
You see? I'm understanding why they have like so much like sex and shit over here. You go to the club and sex so fucking available because yo, they really do be fucking working. Though if you gonna start like a relationship, you'd have to date like a bitch in college, which they probably don't speak English if they in college.
See, if she understand one thing, it's time. That's what I was gonna say. Don't be thinking otherwise.
Bro, no. This is, it's, yo, I'm telling you, right? Like, I started like DMing, like girls from the past, right? That I know who are like good conversationalists, and I'm actually like, yo, why you just DM me out the blue? It's been like fucking 4 years since we last talked. I'm like, bro, you need to understand that the language barrier here is so fucking terrible. And then because I'm in the most retarded fucking military branch, I have nobody to talk to sometimes. Fucking bored.
Bro, when I meet anybody, that's like...
Wait a minute. The people around you, like, don't have it?
Bro, they not talk about nothing stimulating for you?
They know they are fucking retarded. Okay, like, it's not even... That's not stimulating. They're retarded.
What said what you said?
They're tough boys.
Bro, since I've been here, I've been losing fucking brain cells.
Yeah.
I don't feel as, bro.
You should have joined the Air Force.
Bro, but how y'all even do that? If y'all not talking to somebody who like have something that y'all care about, like when y'all talking to these females and you're just looking for engaging conversation, where you really
find them? Bro, this is why I don't be talking to these women like that.
Bro,
I really be judging how you look. I'm like, okay, does this person look like they can have a conversation? Because a lot of time you start and you realize, yo, this bitch ain't got nothing to talk about.
But and is it that she don't have nothing to talk about, or is that you're not tapping into it?
This is the sad part. The ones he talking about don't have nothing to talk about. These girls over here have like an elementary English level.
I'll go make a joke, but I'm good, chill.
Go ahead, bust a joke.
No.
What, bust a joke?
It wasn't even, it was me mocking them, but it's cool. Yeah.
Because, you know, it's still a second language.
Yeah. They're smarter than me now. That's a whole fucking language.
Yeah, like
I couldn't miss them.
Spanish is Antigua's second language. Yeah, I speak Spanish.
You see? Look at me. I have to respect anybody who's learning more than one language. I can't really, yeah.
I speak a little bit of Spanish. I understand a little bit of Creole and French because I hang around like Asian. A fucking
Asian.
A African and a Haitian.
Okay.
And I understand a little bit of Japanese.
Yeah, just me. He not accept Cali help, boy.
No, because instead of no, I was going to say that.
No, but they say, hey, bro, it's Haitian. Here's my.
No, I was going to say African first because it starts with the E. And then the Haitian comes second. You know what I mean? But then I heard him say Haitian, but I still wanted to say African. But I don't know why Asian came out. It's his help that caused that Asian to come out in the first place. But yeah, boy, the low grade English really be pissing me off. Like, you have to. Bro, and then make it rather worse that they don't understand like plenty English or they start learning, right? So then you have to talk so fucking slow that you think you're dumb.
Yeah. You're just like, bro, this is a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, but if that's all you got, I feel like at some point you're going to give. And you're just going to find yourself doing it because that's what you got to do.
How do you think Caddy managing though? Because Caddy love him up here in Japan.
Yeah.
So Kadeem is fine, right? Because Kadeem have a circle of people around him, and Kadeem Japanese suck.
I know. He didn't even practice. He just watched anime.
I mean, it's a good way to understand like certain phrases, because they don't speak in fucking. They don't speak like us. They normally have like small conversations. And they say like phrases that don't even translate to certain things.
On the fucking Google.
They're open to interpretation sometimes.
So like how dialect work.
Yeah, that's what I heard. You know, they talk a lot of broken dialect. And it's not like the standard classy whatever.
Contextual.
Yeah,
like they don't really use the word I. So when they're talking to something. So like So, you ask the bitch, like, yo, you ate? And she, like, ate? Yes. Because, like, that's how the shit, like, translate. Look,
my thing is, the sentence did what it was supposed to, didn't it? Huh? The sentence did what it was supposed to do. Like, she, the words that she string together relayed the intent. Once you can do that, I can't even argue with it.
So it makes it easy to understand and say certain things. And then there's a lot of English in their language, too. Because, you know, the fucking American influence is strong everywhere, except in the UK. These niggas hate us. So, right? So now you want to ask somebody with a train station, right? They'd be like, "Iye doku des," right? I don't know certain words, and "doku des" is where is. So I'd be like, "Doku des." Portable charger. And they understand what I'm trying to say and they tell me where that shit is. So I'll be outside, I need to find like a fucking bathroom, so no could that's toilet. Motherfucker point you down the street, show you where that shit is. Like, I, you know, arigato, gozaimasu. I say you get out like a bowl. So yeah, you don't really need to fully understand or know.
But you see
them in the same fucking first grade Japanese that they talk my first grade English, and it's cool.
That's how I would want to learn a second language. Toss me into it with me, learn a few words. Because like once I know the action words or phrases that can get me to do like a thing, I think I can get along by learning one thing at a time to add on to what I know. Yeah. And because it becomes repetitive, because these are things that I always have to know, it'll just stick. And before you know it, I'm out here talking dialect in all different languages. And people are like, well, do you want to work for me? I can't talk formally, but I can work.
You see, now I can tell you for a fact over here, because of the interviewing process and they have mannerisms, you got to be bowing and shit, all that bullshit. You ain't never getting no goddamn job.
That's not hard to do.
You just have to start your own business.
Everybody come in, bow. We don't do that here.
You just got to start your own business. because the mannerism so fucking weird.
How often do you have to bow? Leaving and entering?
Pretty much. You see somebody and just introduce yourself to them. You just tell them you look at them and give them a look about.
So if you see a black Asian guy, right? And he walking and y'all meet eye to eye, like making eye contact. Does he bow to hail you up or you just do the little head up?
So I will give a head up, right? Because he didn't get to look a nod. But then if he don't give me the nod, then that means he fucking Asian like a motherfucker. I seen one. Yeah. I was in the club and I saw this dude and he had dreads and shit. So I'm like, well, clearly this is a nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I gave him the head nod. And homie looked at me all confused.
What the fuck is he saying? He tried to initiate me into a gang?
So I was like, hey, yo. I was like, hey, yo, my name's Jaron, like. And like, I was asking him, like, yo, how long you been here? And I don't know why I didn't put 2 and 2 together that he was Asian, because he was very fucking skinny, right? You know, they be skinny as shit because they like to be skinny. But he was tall. So I figured he was black. But yeah, his dad was Nigerian, and his dad left. So, you know, he's just a nigga because his dad is a Nigerian.
And his dad's black, and black is a piece of shit. Damn, this nigga don't
like it. Shout out to Nigerians, like people in, well, African people, I should say, in, like, Japan and China.
Yeah, they very big over here. You know, the fun fact, so the Nigerians are some of the biggest sex traffickers in this motherfucking place
over here. I heard that too, which is sad.
Yeah, so me as a black man, right? And an African looking black man at that.
The man sitting next to the kids' school and they got police.
It kinda looked more hard for me. Like, it's not hard whatsoever to get women, but it's a little bit more hard for me because I fit more of an African than an American, especially with that dress. Cause you know how Americans be dressing all goofy and shit, right? I dress more goofy. Dress more tame. Yeah, these niggas in all type of colors, boss. That man look like a fucking pack of Starbursts.
Yeah. Pink shorts, blue top, flip-flops.
You know, like all type of shit, right? Like I got my Air Forces, I got my ones and shit that I'm wearing. They're all
those
solid.
Are the grays?
Yeah, I got like the gray, the white. I got my orange, black, white, some solid shit.
Bro, I was trying to get me a gray and yellow the other day. Like the soles yellow.
Gray. See, that doesn't sound like a color I wouldn't wear.
All right, go ahead, tell your story. You don't hit on my shoes.
No, because that just sound like an American type shoe. So, you know, man. Like, I go outside in my clocks, right? And I feeling dapper in the dog. And I look good. Looking all well-dressed. That's more how an African would dress. It's more, like, my fashion sense is more fucking...
black?
It's more... I guess I'm more inspired by the fucking British black Americans.
And you know, the tracksuit.
And is that what they're wearing there? The Nigerians. What are Nigerians wearing?
They be wearing more shit like that or just some casual, but it just don't look American.
What does that mean?
We still have the Air Force 107s.
I think they all the same design. Okay, so boom, right, everyone. Go on my fucking Instagram, right? Well, let me see how I can fuck. I only have one fucking pictures in the fit that's in a tracksuit anyway. So you see the picture of me in like the green shirts and whatnot?
Hold on, I'm putting it up.
I'm with my dreads.
Where you change your name to?
It's Jaron Tomlinson that fit.
Okay.
Boy, never been to your profile in a minute, bro.
Yeah, Mr. Luke, and I've been sending him.
Nah. I don't want to hear your shit.
That's crazy. Hey.
Yeah, you see, so the 07, yeah, you don't need to put the 07. Just say the Air Force ones, because we don't know what you mean. But yeah,
the ones of them nice, man.
Yeah, bro, these are expensive, man.
Bro, I told people, kind of not nice.
Bro, so over here, they're like fucking
$2 because that's what they make them.
120 the fucking most. Like, I just got one that's a color and everything that I've never seen in my life.
Yeah.
And that shit was 130.
$130 sound nice, boy. 100 would have been nice too. But like I'm paying 170 before tax.
Yeah, they
might as well just get in 200 and done.
Oh yeah, dirty, bro. But like everyone, so that fit right there is not American. It's not American whatsoever. And I dress more calm, more relaxed like that.
So okay, well, thing is, I can't. Okay, I get you. Because I'm dressing really American, like really.
Like you wear something like that, they're gonna think I'm like I get passed for somebody from the UK, and I'm hanging out with Americans.
What am I know his problem? He just like, this is my style. I'm not changing for nobody.
Yeah, I'm not changing it, bro. It took me a while to develop my fucking style, so I will just deal with the consequences of looking more African to them.
I ain't find mine yet. A couple people say like, all you have to do is find somebody to have a style you like and then mimic them. I was like, mimic man, come too.
It's not even just mimic them. What you really need is validation in some of the clothes that you put on, right?
So I don't think so. I think because I sometimes I buy clothes that look nice and I'm like, I won't put that on. And then I'll get it and I'm just like, I don't know how to work it. But it's like when I put on certain clothes, you just feel like me. And I was just like, yeah. That's I don't know how to find those yeah moments.
Need the validation in the clothes when you buy it, and then you can start developing the style. I told you, bro, save $1,000 towards your clothing budget. Then when you go on that, when you have $1,000 to your clothing budget, you go shopping with a woman, right? You're not buying nothing. She is just there to validate your choices, to make you feel good in the fucking clothes that you wear. So when you put on certain things, you're going to see colors and shit, right? She's going to start telling you the colors that complement your skin. The colors that you're going to see the clothes that rest on your body, that's loose on your body and shit, the ones that fit your fucking figure, that make you look good. Like the woman will tell you, okay, you know what? This fits you, this, da, 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 da. Then from there, you know the colors that you like. Because like for me, I love fucking olive green. I love burgundy. Orange pops on my color. Gray fits on every fucking black person. I am a nigga. Gray fucking fits me.
That's like, yeah, try wearing brown. Brown is solid and mustard.
Brown is solid too, but brown needs like fucking pink or like some orange on it.
Somebody said that once. I don't get it.
Oh, boy. I found some new balances, right? This tan pink and like a little like brown and shit, like it is fucking shit sexy. I sent you that fucking trace of it when he did his New Balance cop. I can't believe you've been telling me New Balance is dad shoes. Nigga telling me I look like I'm about to mow the lawn. When I tell him I was gonna cap me some New Balances.
But I realized that a lot of people that are wearing it are not dads. And then I was like, okay. It's not dad shoes no more, but
yeah, it became. But it wasn't dad shoes. It wasn't dad shoes.
No,
it really wasn't.
And it got popular.
You know where? You know where the popularity has always been in Philadelphia, right? So when I got to Philly, I realized New Balances. I kind of like them, but UK niggas love their New Balances.
Mm.
And that's another reason why they think I'm African. God damn it!
Might as well just pick up the accent one time.
You know what? I might go back and learn my French.
That make it African too. For
yeah,
sure.
Some people in Africa denouncing France now. That's nothing.
I was like, bro, what is this now? Like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Okay,
right. Social media not gonna catch me. Yeah, let's get some music.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
I almost did myself. Now, Jerry, go listen to me sing.
Let's do it.
Yeah. I'm going to play a song, then you're going to tell me what you think, and then give me a rating, and then on to the next. Okay, tell me if you can hear anything or say anything.
What? Sorry.
What?
Tell me if it's too loud or anything.
I can see and I can hear it.
So y'all seen anything?
Yeah, I see a picture of something coming down to Earth. That's choose an apocalypse to survive.
We can do that after. Okay. Let me give you a heads up though. This song is the one from Jack Harlow. I just like the instrumental. So there's not me singing not singing much, because I just like how the hook sound. But yeah.
CT, stolen, intro. TNT.
Yeah. Why you keep telling your friends I stole your heart? Why you keep calling my friends when I go dark? Why you keep talking about rings and kids and all these itty bitty silly things? We just fuck, no chains attached, this isn't slavery. I know that pussy sweet, nobody need gravy. You say you want a man like some shady. Bitch, I'm chocolate baby.
I don't like no whips and chains. Can't tie me down. You whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby. I don't like no whips and chains. Can't tie me down. You whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby. I don't like no whips and chains. Can't tie me down. You whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby.
I got a memory about the first time that you gave head to me. We got some chemistry and linked up on the synergy. What you doing on your knees? Chill, this is just a memory. Take my dick at your throat, your wet as a boat. Bitch, I know you the goat. I fuck with your throat. This ain't no whips and chains, drugged up. I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. Fuck, tell your friend that's all we did, just fuck. I don't need your face to get one up.
I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down. And you can whip your lovin' on me, baby. Whip your lovin' on me, baby. I don't like no whips and chains, and you can't tie me down.
You can whip your lovin' on
me, baby. Baby, baby, yeah. TNT and this bitch. Intro, intro. Yeah.
Yeah, delete this dog.
See that? Yeah, yeah.
You can delete it.
Dog. The boy, show out what you would sound like.
First off, when I did it,
sir.
I thought about it. No, and this is me. There's a lot of ways this could go wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm still put it in because it's funny. So I just went with it.
Yeah. The first half, I was really rocking with it because it come off childish. You know what I mean? It come off like a childish. But then the second part where you put the little reverb in, and then yeah, I like that. I like when you sing. I like the reverb. I like that shit, bro. That double flow, that shit is nice. I like when you sing, that shit is fucking immaculate, bro. Yeah. I don't know how the fuck you sing so good.
Yeah, I like the rest.
Boy, just say the money, they're like, sang, no?
Huh? It's all about the Diddy. It's all about the Diddy, Nico.
Nah, bro.
Not Diddy.
Well, we're... It got better after the rah, rah, rah. After that shit turned to heat, bro.
Yeah, for the rest songs, I did a more singing because like they have like a more singing theme to them. This one was just spread a moment.
Yeah, the beat, I understand that the beat made it more upbeat and, you know, more lax. I feel it in the beat. I can hear how that's something to go and you just spit and just fuck around, have fun on. But the lyric content wasn't really the best, but I'm telling you, it was a good vibe. It was a good vibe. I fuck with it.
Oh yeah, I would have rated.
Auto what?
Let's go 10.
10.
Auto 10. Okay, yeah, we need to start like set the scale. Out of 10, it is
compared to what we think. 10 being like your greatest work in our opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just average. It's just average. And I don't think it's below average. The beat tell me that it's to have fun. So for what it is, I'm giving it a 5.
Because in my opinion, right, Timon's like best shit ever was like the deep shit that he be on. Yes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I know because of his foolishness, he never could compare to Daddy.
But then,
for a funny track, if it's raising it as a funny track, then I would say, yeah, 6.
Oh no, because of his lyrical content, I would never expect him to just drop a funny track. So I just listen to it for what it is, and for what it is, it's just a 5. It's just it's something I would listen to probably like 3 more times and then start skipping on the album.
When's he out here to bone us?
What do you say, Khaled?
Me, say a good 7.
Okay.
Khaled, I don't think you listen to enough of Timon tracks to throw a 7 out there. A 7 is above average, you know that, right?
2 steps above average.
Above average, so me think I'm good 7, you know what I mean? Sound good to me, you know what
okay,
I mean?
All right, that's your opinion.
Khaled, okay. Yo. What song?
Hey.
What song good? Khaled, I like hearing details. Look, this is how Khaled may stop being my friend now, because I always challenge you.
Play the next song, please.
Oh, hold on. Nazia, if you had to give it a rating.
Missing 6.
All right. Can take it.
I'm going to need Joshua Waddy for starter. For give people this song for ask them about. If anyone not close enough to Waddy for asking for do that.
Okay, let's go. Next.
Hey, yo.
You know, they still be qualified.
They're the lead on the team. I already feel what this bitch did, you know.
Make it sit for a minute, you know?
Stole this beat from YouTube. Yeah. TNT. Yeah.
Soul is what gives us feelings.
I don't really think about you. Only think about the things you used to do. Now I'm trying to find me a better you. So hard. Elevated, now I got a better view. Oh God. Come hug me, come touch me, come squeeze me, come fuck me. You saying niggas up a nigga suit. All this sugar got you light on your feet. Fresh crush was JW, she couldn't see the feelings that I have for her. Even when I wasn't inside of her. Went on a spree, nobody told me the baddies could see. She said, "Eat it like porridge, don't go straight in. Lick it, first round the edge, don't work your way in." I ate it real slow, it was what it was, and you know how it go. Then I fell for Miss T.A. She wasn't there, it's my drug and my mistake. I never fuck cause I wanted to heal. These hoes made a dog and I'm barking for real. I got some friends and we fucking low. They got a man, but you know how it go. Work on your guac, cause these bitches won't stop. I met a chick who showed me how to stop being a dog for a bit. I didn't know I was going legit. She the one who said I could put it in raw. I could empty it raw. What's better than leaving it in? This might be my favorite sin.
It might be my favorite sin. It might be my favorite friend. It might be my favorite sin. It might be my favorite sin. My favorite sin.
I don't really think about you. Only think about the things you used to do.
Now I'm trying to find me a better view. So hard.
Elevated, now I got a better view. Come hug me, come touch me, come squeeze me, come fuck me. You saying niggas up a nigga suit. All this sugar got your light on your feet.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay, so no, Khaled, if this a 10, re-rate the first song, no.
Yeah, boy, made it. The first. When I like 2 words, this a dog, you don't stand a chance, boy. I'm gonna get sick.
See, this is like what Timon normally like bringing.
Yeah, man.
This is what I love. I love the singing. I love the
two vibes.
Yeah. That one. See, now that's not the 10 because I know Timon can be better than that. Off of the production, like the for the double voice there. He it went up a little too high. I like it stayed deeper. Because when you stay deeper, you feel it more. This one, it went up high, it started getting raspy. So I know he can do some little fucking engineering work himself and give this a better rating. I will call this an 8.
But think if you sing more every day, he will perfect your voice. You need to perfect his voice more. Think some lime and honey.
I know this don't have anything to do with this, right? But everyone, you're listening?
Oh, yeah.
So I met 2 random Japanese girls at the bar, right? They don't speak much English. They didn't speak any English whatsoever, honestly. But they look good. So I was just talking to them. Whip up the Google Translate. That's how I'll be talking to some of them, you know, just the Google Translate. And, you know, text or something. Then she look back at the type over. Anyways, like, yeah. So I go sing karaoke with these girls. Imagine what this girl tell me for sing.
I bet before against what
I would. That would have been gangster. The bitch
right
under the sea.
Wow.
So look past your man. You think you're funny?
Wow. You sound like Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie though.
Yo.
Banger, bro. I'm singing that shit. And remember, I didn't know Sebastian had lyrics like that, dog.
Yeah, the man was angry. I was like, wow.
Yeah, no, the boy has some lyrics. No, I sang that song and I felt good that I did.
I don't see you doing karaoke. That's crazy.
I'm kind of tempted to ask if we sing the first verse, but I don't know, boy.
He need the words, man. Remember,
the words. If I can't see the words, I don't know the song. I've been doing a lot of karaoke, and you'll be surprised because Timon know his song right there. But I tell you, if Timo read the lyrics and try to sing that, because I know he
freestyle. It's impossible, dog. I know how we go.
When you see the lyrics, you're like, bro, I didn't say that. That shit fucking weird.
So let me get the rest of your ratings. Khaled said 10.
Let me get that in my 8.5.
Okay.
That's a track. Like, I would listen to that.
How about you, Jaren?
Oh, I tried to do an 8 before.
8. How about you, Naz?
8.
I bet.
Yeah, could you actually send that to my phone right now, please? Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, same here. My mic, they fucked tonight.
I bet. Hey.
Khaled.
Khaled, what list, boy?
What list the fuck?
Next song.
Khaled, hold on. How long is this drive?
Huh?
How long is this drive? Because they say your mic, they fucked tonight.
Yeah, my day for tonight.
But how long is this drive? Because
oh, you want to see if he's driving to the vagina?
I know he's driving right now to the vagina. So
no, but I'm not driving. That's a cooling my vehicle for now.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Maya. Enjoying though. Can I record in peace? Yes? Thank you very much. I just wanna do this song. Something about the way that you speak got me losing my words when I speak. Seeing you, I wanna see energy, I wanna bring. And talk to me about a ring. I will give you my heart and beat. Your laugh contagious, I feel sick. My ribs can take no more of you. Your smile feels like my favorite drug. Your lips feel like my favorite hug. And when we move together, I can see myself with you for life. Can see myself with you for life. Let me take a moment to be right next to you. Let me catch my breath to tell you how much I love you. I love to see you sit and braid your hair. I love to see you sing and cook. I love to see you in a book. I love to see you wear it free. Queen. Queen, I love the rocks. I love that name. Queen, I love them lips. Queen, I love them hips. Queen, I love that hip. Queen, I love that pussy on me. Queen, I could do this shit for me. I could do this shit for me. I could do this shit for me. I could do this shit for hours. Something about about the way that you speak. There's something about the way that you speak. Hours I could listen to you speak. I could sit here for hours and hours and hours. About my day, and talk to you about my plan, and talk to you about my hand. Cause I can hold you forever and ever I never let you go.
One of y'all want to go first?
I'll give it an 8.
No, I'm thinking about it still.
It's like that's the song I have to listen over.
Yeah.
I have to listen over.
I like the beat.
It's like nice. The one was more catchy in a sense. So it was like, yeah, I knew what it was from jump, what I was going to give it.
This but one, like, I expected.
This one, you have to vibe to it, listen to it, and like, yeah, take it in. Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm not ready for really, really, that yet.
Okay.
Be real? I'm going to give it, so one of them, right, you know, I gave a flat 8. I will give this a strong 8. Because okay. I feel like it can go up, something. There's something else to it that's just a little bit more, it is just more to it. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike it. I can tell you I like it, but I feel like there's more substance to it. I'll even like that little intro with the little girl, because that was
a good. And
the way how you use that inconvenience and just made it a nice little intro. That shit was nice. She sounds so pretty and everything. I like that. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna call it a 9.
Nine. Touchdown.
It goes to show how much Timon can just use his surroundings. How Timon don't let anything limit him.
Yeah, I want to listen to this again. Not right now, per se, but
I got you.
Like, bro, send that to the second one back. It's like send those to the phone. Mm. The first one, I'm okay with hearing the first one once. I like that.
Me say 8 now because by me just no piercing that. No homo.
See? And then the first one, you may want to call that one at 7. No. That's why I tell you, boy. Charlie boy, more headbutt, you know. You see why I challenge you?
You want to win now, your head real big. You have plenty of fucking forehead.
I won't call it all for kill.
It's cool. I know the forehead, but like that, man.
How about you, Naz?
I'm going to say 8.5. Just think to. You need for on the track, B.
Uh-huh.
You make your voice go lower than the beat. The beat don't knock hard. So you should have been make your voice come over.
Louder. Okay, yeah. I got you.
High pitch.
Okay. Yeah. All right, next one.
The Dark Souls, Rascal. Okay, Drake.
I don't remember this one, but anyways, let's go into it.
Like my soul, this shock is cold. Like my soul, this shit is hard. Like my soul, I wanna love. God bless my soul, I feel the pressure. This ain't no dance, I feel the pain. La vida loca, so I'm bumpy soaker. Today is the pain, I cannot be sober. Like on the train, I don't wanna be the one that have to do this to him. Lonely at the bottom, middle, top, I had a door. And niggas out here worrying about who the fuck I'm screwing. I'm fucking right so if I don't stick to my mission. And everybody think that I'm making a killing. And
He said this lonely at the bottom, at the top, I have to do him.
Yeah, lonely at the top, middle, the bottom, middle, top, I have to do him.
Wait, so say that again?
I'm lonely at the bottom, middle, top, I had to do him. I got to do the levels, but it was lonely travel. To the top.
I get what you're saying. I just have to think about you it. Care.
Yeah.
I have to think about it.
You just say, I got it.
Mm. Okay.
go ahead.
It's lonely at the bottom.
out the middle top ahead of doing. And niggas out here worrying about who the fuck I'm screwing. I'm fucking myself if I don't stick to my mission. And everybody think that I'm making a killing. And everybody think that I finally hit my ceiling. And they don't understand that their box bird ain't a villain. So out of the box, your bitch give me head, so I'm beating on that box. My locks be swinging, mesmerizing hoes. I try to care, but once I know that I'm blind to these hoes. I want some love, but I can give a fuck, I got some goals. I'm trying to get the guala, please don't touch me, I got cold. I'm a slave to my dreams, it's so cold. That's why I came to the north, that's my home. These shackles growing on my soul left a hole. And give me 2 years, and I'm 30 years old. It's wild, I'm old. 20 more, I'm 50, let's go. I'm on my A shot, taking risks. I'm trying to be like 50. Chasing money, fill holes. Starting business to build homes. Somewhere I'ma find a love that grows. Someday I'ma find a love that knows. Someone who can help me fill my soul. Someone who can help me with my goals. Someone with the key to my heart, that's my spark. So, this beat is dark. Like my soul, the shock is cold. Like my soul, this shit is hard. Like my soul, I wanna love. God bless my soul, I feel the pressure. This ain't no times, I feel the pain. La vida loca, so I'm about to soak up. To ease the pain, I cannot be sober. Left on the train. Let's talk about drains. Let's talk about pains. As a man, I can only cry in the rain. Thinking about the money.
Somebody talking in the background, or is this in the song? Sometimes...
Nah, I think somebody background.
What happened?
Like,
no, me y'all home to the rhythm. Me y'all home to the rhythm.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I ain't gonna lie, I liked it. Like, I liked it.
Oh, shit, I'm about shit dead. Fuck.
I like that little talking in the background. It added an extra layer. It added extra layer to the song. And especially on the hook, because it said, like, this beat is dark like my soul and all of that shit.
And
right?
The mumbling, like,
yeah. Shit was sounding fire, bro. The shit was sounding fire.
Okay.
Thank you.
Shut up, Lucy. I can finish this.
So I lose myself overworking myself. Look at my accounts and statement, I need some help. I got nothing to show for it, I'm beating myself. I'm over it, these bitches once they fake this bitch, I'm making five. What a time to be alive, what's them drinking job? I hope my bros can stay alive past 95. I hope my mama live forever, I will give my life. So she can see my kids get married, then who am I? I'm a sinner trying to win in life, and who am I? Take me out your fucking box, my mind on do or die. If I fail to grab the picture, then I'm gonna burn. If I fail to take your bitch, then I'm gonna learn. My soul is cold and then it's hot, and bitch, I'm fucking sick. Life is hard, but I get hard, this ain't no fucking brick. But I believe in that karma, ain't that fucking sick. What goes around comes around. What goes up must come down. What goes in, I pull out. Put it in, I pull out. Put it in, I pull out.
Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Any outro to this?
There is an outro because I created an intro. So yes.
Let me hear it.
You want to read this one first?
No. Play. No. To that last song that you were playing there, because it's.
Oh,
that,
you mean like, the outro? No. Like, the outro to that. The outro to that one. Sorry.
That's the one, like the beat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Straight, like the little Khaled mumbling shit. Made that shit sound so fucking good. I'm calling it a 10, even though I know that there's improvements that can be made. I like the fucking content. I like that one. I like that one. Timo always drop a gem. That's one of those.
Really drop something that I didn't see coming. I was like, oh, this is highly structured and very. And he kept hitting. I was like, yo. Who the fuck is this guy,
bro?
That's the kind of the weather.
Who is this guy, bro? So I'm gonna give it a 10 because I never got one like this before. So I'm gonna have a think about it, but you give me a 10.
Yeah, like I would listen to this again. This is it have a nice vibe.
Yeah,
I feel it hit my inside and shit.
I'm listening to one of them creative rappers, the rapper creatives.
Yeah, I mean, it's your turn too.
Okay, Khaled. Your mic off or on? Khaled, still here?
I can't answer that question. It's a four participants, so I would think so. No, he's here.
by people.
Nah, he disappeared. He was mumbling to it. He was mumbling to it. So I think he fucked with it.
Boy, Bexy disconnected.
Nah, bro, that one was fucking. That was really good. That was really good.
Sorry, I was sneezing. All right, so let's play the outro, and then if y'all want to see the bonus, y'all can.
You need me for like a sponsor your music career?
Frank, what's wrong?
Nah.
What's wrong with your music career? Come on, I can get you all that welding shop, you know.
Not good. Thanks.
Bro, okay. just tell me what's going on. No, this is with a 40 Ollie. There'd be no drink.
So this one, when I told Justin I was doing this one, Justin sent me some beats, and this is the one I liked after those beats. So I said, all right, I'm going to do something with it before I finish everything. I gave the long intro for no reason.
So special.
Luigi and Mario, some shit.
I see you've been listening to the album about as much.
It's a nice album though. Wally's a good artist, but anyways, I'm not sure what's going on.
I told her climb up on this dick and we can roll tonight. We getting faded like a cunt and we on film tonight. Sharp like two lesbian, make noise like we Wesleyan. Hallelujah, I always want a bad bitch from Shibuya. This ain't no anime, we fucking like it's anime. I'm on my black and white, I ain't tryna get too hype with it. And when she see my overalls on red top, she always call me for the peach. You know I'm gonna reach for it. And when I take a piece, you know I'm gonna preach about it. Call me player one the way I'm moving with my stick. Your bitch be player too because she moving like my bitch. When life the game and you're the game, somebody gotta play. Pause, all these hoes got no draws. They always find a way to make it bad to the crib. So when I lay her down that cooch red, I ain't feel on her booty yet. I know what kind of move this at, them eyes that she giving. Got my balls ready to giving. Tongue to the fish, you know I'm headed to the waist. The way I hit this L2's like I'm switching on a bitch. New rules, I got new tools for these hoes. I ain't the type to tiptoe, I ain't sucking on no toes. You can suck this rap, I'm player when I got my rolls. She don't wanna tip the pipe, she wanna half the pipe. She wanna skate the pipe, she wanna ride the pipe, you know it goes. I always want a bad bitch from Shibuya. My partner over there fucking them up like a mucha. I switch the beat, like these hoes be switching me. I mean I switch the flow, like these girls be afraid to eat. And they wanna get their spine cracked. I am big bitch, I need me a thick bitch. I can't put no pressure on a slim bitch. But I can put some pressure on the slim thick. I'm thinking about switching up the flow. TNT, you know.
Shout out to that partner in Shibuya.
I'm switching up the flow. I'm switching up the flow. Give me a second, let me think about it. I'm so far from making it and so close to the dream. I could taste it, I could see it, I could touch it. One wrong move, now life is fucking me in public. And that's why I can't trust nobody. There's a lot of things in life that I done fucked up, my fate. I'm a believer, but trust me, I ain't about these people. I fucked up some good hoes, some bad hoes, my bad. I learned this from the street and definitely not my dad. About 6 years ago, life started getting hype. My pockets got too tight, my wallet got too light. My stomach started biting me, these hoes just wanna pipe. This is me. I got the flow, I am the book, I am the hymn. I am the one that make the bitches wanna sing. Sing, sing, sing. Let's get right in it. Oh, I had an idea. Let's go do some old R&B style shit. Like 2004, some Usher type vibe. I feel like it would be good.
We can talk it to the producer who is himself.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, and that's the bonus.
Nigga, you the producer, you're talking to yourself. That's a good bonus track. That's a good bonus track. Like, it had nothing to do with the vibe of the album. It's just on it because you said, I fucking like it. I rock with it.
This is not really like the songs, but it's still the Rachel is going to the bonus.
Run short.
bit.
Jesus.
Yep.
Tinky R&B. So this is attached to the previous song.
You song so?
No, because it could be, because you say, because it cut to be like, yo, let's go do some R&B shit.
No. Yep. That's funny still. That's coincidence.
Yeah.
And pineapples. Let's go.
Start over that. What about my baby?
I just say peaches, mangoes, and pineapples and stuff. Nothing.
When I look into your eyes, I'm hypnotized. When my name leaves your lips, I feel alive. Once you walk this way, got me mesmerized. Every time I close my eyes, I see you vividly. Please come near to me. Cause right now you're burning up your heart for me.
Question. Are y'all having it hard to hear what I'm saying?
Yes, a little bit. Like I'm hearing, but like the words aren't coming out as clear.
Okay, I know I'll go do for that one.
Still, I can tell you this right now: the R&B shit, that ain't really me, man. Like, I don't know. I guess I'm not really that much of a lover. I'm a fucker, not a lover.
In other words, John, just skip.
No. I definitely would not. Like, I listened to every song on the album once.
Okay, y'all can hear what's going on this page? Oh, yeah, I can see it?
I can see it.
Okay, let me see if I can play it over and lower the volume.
We can't hear nothing.
You can't hear nothing?
No. I'm watching it move. See, and that's the manager of the creative process now. Still can't hear nothing.
All right, I'll just export it loud. Yeah, so how's life, guys?
Yeah. Just there. I'm about to go down and watch Santa Claus or something.
Christmas movies?
Huh?
They playing Christmas movies?
No, I think Santa Claus here on the beach. So I have to give him my Christmas list.
That's interesting. That's interesting.
Yeah. My boy gone.
He went to family or back home?
Nah, he got a new order, so he went to a new base. You know who I'm talking about? The one for Clash Royale.
Clash Royale, yeah.
Yeah, because almost every night, bro, we've been fighting, right? Because he one of the person I do my Muay Thai with.
Mm-hmm.
And now he gone, bro. I'm really sad because there's like girls in the fucking PX down there. And he younger than me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... Because I'm older and I'm more bold and I can just do and say whatever the fuck I want to do. I be doing whatever. So they got like some really pretty girls out there. I'm like, hey, yo, my boy say hi. Hey, yo, my boy, da 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 da. You know, I just be fucking with them because they know that we joking around. But now he did. I see these bitches and they don't even mean shit, man. Like, I'm real life sad that he left, bro. Real life sad that he left. Kid is such a fucking... Like, he's such a little hater, right? But it's funny. Like, I know he's doing it to be funny. And I just, damn, I don't have nobody to fight anymore.
You said, oh, fighting? What? Yeah, okay, just in Clash of Clans, like, physical training too? Because I know you do the whole bunch of training with whoever.
Yeah, we be doing more fights together. And, like, at first, we were doing, like, touch sparring, right? But then he stopped pulling punches. So I got punches.
It's a straight up fight.
In the face and shit, bro. Wake up the next day, your lip all bust up and bruised up, bro. Your ribs hurting and shit. And it was so fucking fun. Oh, I got that same background too.
Ah.
I didn't change mine after I updated it. But yeah. So I missed the kid, man.
Darling, please stop driving me crazy all night long.